Okay.
It always makes you cry.
He made my punch list.
And that was our first fight. Time is a flat circle.
Like, two people are gonna get this.
Ooh. Love, Kale.
Ew. I want him to crawl to me.
Now that was spicy.
Your Honor, I love him.
Gross. Why choose means you don't choose.
I want a third act breakup because I want him to grovel.
There are exceptions to every rule.
Trust me, I'm a father. Don't worry, Daddy's got you. Welcome to Chapter 8 of the Smut Daddy Podcast. I'm your host, Father Lib, aka the Smut Daddy.
And I am your co-host, Sister Britt. And we are just two best friends who found each other on Instagram and can't imagine life without the other now.
And if you're watching, things look a little different because we're together for the first episode ever. But we are joined with a small town cowboy legend, dare I say.
Yes.
I am obsessed. And dare I say now I'm moving into motorcycle club land for the first time ever.
I know, and yeah. I'm so thankful for it.
I can't even. And to top it all off, this is the author that made me realize, after definitely reading it a few times, that Men Who Crawl is my all-time favorite microtrope. We are joined with author Paisley Hope. Woohoo! Hi, how are you?
I'm so good. It's been a great week this week, let me tell you.
Because this is technically when it re-released to the UK, to Europe, right?
So the UK and Europe was in August, and then it just re-released in the US and Canada on Tuesday.
I could not remember. I'm sorry. I get all of the
It's days. Okay. I have a hard time. I forget.
The Heart released in the UK.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking about, is the Training the Heart. So
yeah.
So trainers have so much fun stuff going on.
It's been a crazy couple of weeks because Training the Heart came out October 17th in the UK. Well, Holding the Reins came out October 15th in Australia. Training the Heart came out in the UK and Australia on the 17th. And then Holding the Reins came out in the US and Canada on the 22nd. So within 5 days, there was like constantly things going, and it's just been insane.
Celebrating nonstop.
Literally nonstop. After
I'm like, what?
You probably have so many author copies coming to your house from all of the different country releases, which is so cool though. I love it.
Yeah, I do. Like, I have a lot of them. It's so fun, and it's just been insane. And like, I keep trying to wrap my head around it. Whenever someone messages me and shows me one of the books somewhere, I'll say, where is that? Like, one girl tagged me and was like, this is the big W in Australia. And I was like, what is that? Like, I don't even know. But apparently it's like our Walmart or Target. And I was just like, oh, that's so cool. So I mean, yeah, it's been insane. It's been just a crazy couple weeks, that's for sure. I mean, it's been a crazy like eight, 9 months, but definitely the last couple weeks.
I feel like 2024 has been probably just a whirlwind for y'all together.
Yes, literally. We definitely want to get into that because I do. I feel like you took off. I mean, I remember reading your arc for Holding the Reins. And I remember texting Britt and being like, oh, you better buckle up, buckle down, because like we have another one coming. And then now we're here. And I'm like, this was the craziest roller coaster. I love seeing authors like that start like their debut, where I'm like arc reading and then they're like, oh my gosh, they're literally so famous now. I can't even believe it.
It's crazy because like I was doing a live with somebody last Thursday on the release date for Training the Heart. And I was saying to them, like, October 17th last year, I started my Instagram account. I was sitting here with Holding the Reins finished.
And you're at like what? Like crazy numbers, double digit thousands followers. I know it's not all about numbers, but like it's hard to grow a following from the ground up. Like, hard. I mean, I know you're just a podcast, but you're like, oh, by the way, like we are people, like you could follow us. Like it's so hard.
Yeah, it's crazy hard. And I was sitting there and I didn't have any Instagram, and I was like sitting on this manuscript that I had been like finished for months at that point. And I was like, I'm going to just do it. I'm going to just start an Instagram, see where it goes. I gave myself 6 months to see. I'm like, if I just put it out and nobody reads it, what's the worst that can happen? And so it was really cool that the re-release or that the release of Training the Heart was on that day, because it was literally October 17th last year that I started it. And it was really like a reflective day because I was like, wow, this is actually very cool that it's come to this.
That's like a full circle moment.
I would have been Molly Mon.
It really was. I cried a lot last week. Yeah. I got to be honest. Like, it
I
was
love
really.
Crying. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's the best.
So it's clearly been a whirlwind of a crazy year, but have you been able to get in any like a writing retreat? Or are you doing conventions or have you been reading anything that sticks out to you? Just or are you stuck to the writing, which is obviously incredible?
Yeah. So I had finished Holding the Reins and started Training the Heart when I started my Instagram last year. So Holding the Reins was finished. I was like, I'm going to start the Bookstagram, find an editor and start writing book two while it was fresh in my mind. Then that took me through till probably February. And then I started kind of talking, you know, I had like some people messaging me about different ideas or opportunities. And I was like, no, I'm just going to wait. Like one of them was my audio deal through Podium after Holding the Reins came out, finished Training the Heart, and then was going to take a break in between Training the Heart and Riding the High. When I signed with the Trad, my publisher was like, we'd really like to have this by July. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to just jump right into that. I have nonstop writing. Yeah. Like I've been writing nonstop and to the point where I'm like, what color are her eyes again? Are they blue or are they hazel? Oh no, wait, that was Brinley's eyes that were really, like the books blend together. Honestly, it's so funny.
Do you have a spreadsheet? I haven't read that all straight because I would need a spreadsheet or something.
I do.
Or are you relying on your editor?
So many lists, so many like tabs open at any given time on my computer, notebooks everywhere, like saying everybody's different character traits. And I have a TBR right now that's like 10 miles long because I'm going to take a few weeks and just read and relax. And I haven't got to that point yet. So I'm sure I will, like over Christmas or whatever. But
because you decided to be crazy lady and just be like, surprise, we're doing another one, which was amazing. Holy. Whoa, we're going to get there, folks. But.
Well, and because I have 7 different books in my head at any given time. So I feel like it's okay to jump from one to the other. Like I write how I read, right? So one side to the other. Yeah.
Sometimes I think it's nice too, because it's nice to see different sides. Even if you stayed completely in Cowboy Small Town, it would have been, even if it was different, you were like, we're going to jump over here. I would have been like, wow, that's nice though, to see how your brain is creating something completely new. Sometimes I can't keep up with even my own brain.
Yeah.
Author brains are fascinating to me. I'm just like, wow. Like,
my alpha reader says that
for a while and I am just mind blown completely.
My alpha reader says that all the time. She's like, I just want to, you know, live in your head for a little while. I'm like, oh, trust me, you don't want to be in there. Like, you really don't. Yeah. It's so funny.
So you completely wrote, like you had it completely finished, Holding the Reins before you started a Bookstagram. But were you an avid romance reader leading up? Like, can you tell us about when you found romance, how, like what romance you started reading and before the author journey took off, where you kind of were residing? Like, I like to say I live in small town land permanently, but I have vacation homes in like Mafia in fantasy land.
Dark.
I come back to small town. So were you living in, where were you residing? Where'd you start? Like, did you read growing up?
Yeah, of course. I've always written. Like, ever since I was little, I've always written poetry. Like, I used to have little binders with different, my gosh, like, I'm going to totally tell you all my deepest, darkest secrets here.
Please.
Poetry. I would write, like, songs. I would just write anything that came to mind. And then I started reading when I was maybe way too young to be reading romance, probably like 12. I started reading, you know, my grandmother's or my mom's Danielle Steele and Nora Roberts. And just
everyone, we're always like, my mom's Nora Roberts books.
It's the gateway. And then I read a lot, you know, like always. I always read. I like fell in love with Twilight and the Hunger Games series. And I did.
I've never read Twilight, so Libby's judging hardcore right now.
You've never read Twilight.
Did someone say the last line of the book is tattooed on Father Lib's arm? I have a thing for Twilight.
I love Twilight. I like to collect
authors when they say they also love Twilight, like Pokemon. That's my Pokemon collection, is like authors who also are obsessed with Twilight.
Yeah,
it's the most niche collection, but I'm excited to add you to it. Because I already loved you, and now I'm like, I knew I loved this woman more than anything.
That makes sense now.
Wait, so I know this is not important, but Team Edward or Team Jacob?
Always Edward.
Oh my gosh, she's in. You're in. Always. You're Edward. At the top of the list.
Always. They have a connection that, oh, I could do a whole podcast just on
that. I'm literally going to invite you to come on Twilight Deep Dive. I'm going to need you to come back so someone absolutely can actually talk to me about it. Please, oh, I'm begging already.
I love Twilight so much, and I still watch the movies every year. I usually start right around now, and I watch the movies every single year. Oh my gosh, I'm just obsessed.
I watch them literally constantly. They're my comfort.
They were my personality. Yeah.
My whole thing. Yep. I'm obsessed. That, oh my gosh, folks, this, oh, she's coming back. I'm going to force her back for literally a Twilight episode. You're going to be like, why is Paisley so fun here for Twilight?
Well,
you're going to be here and it's going to be us just discussing the books while you're like, what?
I got no books, I got no movies.
I was also into Hunger Games, but so you're into those. And then where did you kind of go from there? Were you still kind of liking the fantasy elements for a while?
Well, then I had kids, so, you know, I didn't read for like 7 years. And then I just needed something, like, I homeschool my kids, so I needed something to do on the side, just for fun, just for my own self, just for creativity, you know, sake. And so I was like, I can't even tell you how weird it is, but I was just like, I had this idea. We travel through the States quite a lot because we have, like, you know, connections there and whatnot. So, and we were in Kentucky and someone was saying to us that, like, there's no hockey there. There's hockey in Ohio. There's hockey in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Everything. It's big all around there. Obviously, hockey's big in Canada, which is where I live most of the time. And there's nothing in Kentucky. And I just got this idea, like, what if there was hockey in Kentucky because this, like, amazing, you know, NHL superstar that retired brought it. And I don't know, I went home and I just started writing. And, like, I wrote the entire first draft of Holding the Reins in, like, 6 weeks on my couch at night while my family was, like, sitting around me.
That is insanity. Yeah. What is up with authors writing a full book in 6 weeks?
I know.
Weeks?
I'm like, well, wow. when I say that,
it was rough, let me tell you. I mean, I must have rewrote it 25 different times before it even ended up going to my beta readers. I didn't have an alpha reader for Holding the Reins. And now the alpha reader that I work with, I could not live without, seriously. So I honestly, like, you always look back and go, oh, I mean, how much better could I have made it if I had that alpha reader with me? But I mean,
well, what you put out was still really phenomenal. So I wouldn't be too concerned about it.
It took me away. Plus, I was obsessed because I live in Ohio and we are huge hockey fans. I mean, before this Seattle Kraken came in, the Columbus Blue Jackets were the youngest team in the NHL for so long. Mm-hmm. So we are a huge hockey town. And so when I told my husband, when we have season tickets every year, I was like, this book is a cowboy hockey Kentucky. He was like, wrong. And then I was like, I read it and I was like, right. Actually, what we love about this is that it's all right, baby. It was amazing.
And I was like, in that, Libby's in small town world constantly. I was in sports world constantly. Yes. So then when she was like, oh my gosh, Brittany, this one is like, I had never read a cowboy before. So I was like, you know, this is going to be great. And she was right. It was just, you took so many things and made it this perfect thing.
Thank you.
It's so good.
And it isn't, like, there is no, fun fact, I actually don't think there is one NHL player right now that is from Kentucky.
I give you $100 that you're correct, because seeing how probably 80% of them are European.
Yeah, or Canadian, right?
Like, so I feel like, if there is my husband, Mr. Spot Daddy, he'll be like, it's actually a guy that got dropped down to the AHL. I'll be like, okay, it's not that serious. He'll tell us when we're editing. Maybe he'll pop a note up on the screen. You'll be like, it's actually.
Yeah, he'll fact check you. That's so funny. And it is, and it's also just like, Kentucky's such a beautiful state, and people don't realize that either, how gorgeous Kentucky is, especially the closer you get to Tennessee. So I just thought, you know what? We're just going to go with it. I mean,
I've actually never visited. I've only driven through on my way to Florida.
People are so kind. The people are so giving, and they just want to, like, do everything to help you no matter what. Mm-hmm. They're just wonderful there. So, and it is, it's surprising how beautiful it is. People don't realize, especially.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's okay.
My brain is everywhere. I just feel like you did like the Midwest. Like, I know we're not technically the Midwest, but what most people think of the Midwest, I hear a lot, is like, oh, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, but not a lot of books take place there at all, because they're like, well, it's cornfields. And I understand it's cornfields, but there are places that are so beautiful in Ohio. You would never even know that it's Ohio. So when you took us right there, I was like, it's so wonderful to be reading about a small town like Cowboy in our Midwest, not Montana, because it's always Wyoming. Like, I love it in Wyoming, but it was so nice to be like, I relate to this. Hello. I grew up with people that were thought they were cowboys. They're real cowboys too, maybe more farmer, but I was like, this is so much more real life to me.
FFA and kids driving tractors to school.
I graduated with like 80 people and kid, we had drive your tractor to school day. You know, so I loved when I was like, this is Midwest all town loving and here. I loved it. Did you always know it was going to be there? Sorry, I touched my mic. It was weird.
No, not until we were there. And like I said, we had heard that there really wasn't anything for hockey there. And I don't know, just something came to me and I was like, let's do Kentucky. And like I said, the people there are amazing. I remember one time we were coming back through outside London, Kentucky, and we had to stay at a hotel. We had to stay at a hotel and our kids were miserable and it was just like a rough drive. We were coming from Florida and we met this lady at the hotel and she chased us down out to our car. She had brought us, there was a Holiday Inn, I'll never forget it. She brought us all these cinnamon rolls and food and everything. And she was just like, I hope you guys have the best drive. And she was just like so sweet. And it just stuck with me and I'll never forget her. She probably doesn't remember us, but we will remember her. So, and that's the type of people that you're dealing with when you're there, right? They're just so kind and so giving.
It's hospitality and it's
because we're all used to the small town living that you're like, well, you have to help out. Like we're all on top of each other. We all know each other's problems.
Yeah. Cans and strings.
So I know we've been chatting about it, but I guess so you're sitting around family one day in your living room and you're like, hey, like, and you've been there, you're like, this could be fun. Like you've been traveling. Like what was there like a defining moment where you were like, I absolutely know what the story is or like, I have to write it. Like, was there any one moment or did it just so gradually turn into epicness?
I'm a very like outliney type of person. I like notes. I like to know exactly what I'm doing. I'm kind of like CC like that, which is why I think that it was easy to write her. So I had a whole outline of the book, exactly what was going to happen. It did veer a little bit, but I knew what it was going to be. And I actually didn't tell anyone that I was writing it. Like I didn't even tell my husband that I was writing it. I just wrote it. And I told him after I was done, obviously, and I was going to self-publish it and see what happened. And he was like, okay, that's awesome. Did you know? Okay, no. And he didn't realize the spicy level until one day he stumbled across my Instagram and he was like, well, what? You know, and I'm like, well, this is romance. Like, you know, take a look at all the books on my shelves. Like, this is it. So then he was like interested and he was like, what about this or what about that? You know, so now it's actually hilarious. He's so, so supportive and so incredible.
Still hasn't read it? Like he likes to keep that separate or?
Yeah, no, he hasn't read it. He's heard excerpts from all my books. He knows everything. In fact, I have to give him credit where credit is due because he is always the one I bounce ideas off of. And he actually made up the line, you either die in these woods or you become mine in these woods when Wolf says that to Brinley. He wrote that. So I was
it is an iconic line.
I'm like, that is one of the lines that I see people use for quote posts a lot.
I just saw it this morning.
He came right to me and he was like, I've got it. Hope. I know. I was like, he's like, I've got it. This is what he's going to say. And I was like, oh my God, you just blew my mind. I'm like, that's it. So I always tell everybody that because credit where credit's due. He definitely
is amazing.
You know, he's pretty cool.
So you see and wrote a lot of yourself, you said, into CC. Have you wrote pieces of your husband into all of them? To one particularly?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Or... No, like every single man I write there's all true bits in there of things that my husband, especially the big acts of service, like he's so that way. He's always cooking. He's always doing literally everything. And he's
I love
just his personality. Like I say that to him all the time. I can write these men because he is so, so great, you know? So there's definitely, he is in every single male character, maybe not so much in Wolf. Like,
would you like to elaborate? Would you like to elaborate? I'm just kidding.
But definitely in Nash and Wade and Cole and the next MC in the Silver Pines.
I'm like,
writing right now.
When we had Lena Hendricks on, she was telling us that she also really likes to like write pieces of her husband in, but she also likes to incorporate quirkiness and like things that are funny. Do you do that? Do you ever give the quirks? I think that is hilarious for some reason.
There's little bits of my actual real life in every single book that I write, which is so fun. And even like little things that, you know, kids might do in my stories and stuff. They're all things that either my niece has done or like one of my own kids has done. It's the best muse, right?
Those are definitely they're probably why we love it so much, because we're just so relatable. Yeah, we're so easily like that is the most true thing ever.
Yeah, maybe.
I love it. So can you tell us, I mean, about just like some of your favorite points just about like holding the reins, or just like if someone was like, I've never read a cowboy and I would like to pick this up and read it, what is like a quick thing that you could like tell our podcast listeners from the author's point of view? It doesn't have to be polished or anything, just like in your own thoughts about it.
I love how they both just, they love each other so much. They respect each other so much. I love that, you know, their worlds can be separate. I love that in real life, Nash can be so kind and so sweet and like just like those big acts of service. But then in the bedroom, he can be degrading and, you know, whatever. And those two worlds collide and they just form perfection. And I love that she keeps him on his toes. I love, you know, I love taking moments that are kind of iconic in books and changing them up, reversing them to the opposite gender role, which is why I loved doing The Crawl to Me from Cece's point of view. And I've seen it a few times, you know, and it's just, it's not done a lot. And I loved writing that. And then I was like, well, I have to write Ivy now. So what's she going to do that's going to keep Wade on his toes? Because Wade is so grumpy and controlling and the dark, quiet, you know, dirty one.
I'm so excited for him.
Yeah, he's great. I wanted to put those moments in every single book and have the female kind of take control, have her take control moment or her like, you know, little power moment in all of them. So
I feel like
you write some great queens, let's just say.
Thank you. I love that part of it. I don't want any woman that I write to just roll over and like take a man treating her in a certain way. I want her to be strong, but also know that it's okay to be strong, but also be your man is on this pedestal and that's okay. You know, you can still be sassy, you can still be fiery, but you can still have your utmost respect and like treat your man like he's literally your king, right? I love that portion.
That is so good. Yeah. I know. Yeah. The Reins was, it was so good. Like sometimes I feel like, we'll be like, I loved that the most for the man, or I loved it the most for the female. And I'm like, I loved it the most for the both of them together. I don't know. Everything changed for me and clicked into place. Like I had read, I think maybe 3 times. And one of them was a vampire romance where the man, he crawled to her. And I had known that it was in my mind. I think maybe one of them also was like mafia. So I was like, I was used to seeing it in a way where it was like a very like dominating man was doing it to prove that he can submit to her and her alone. So when I was clearly in it from the beginning. I just remember the shower scene and then the crawling every time. And so when we got to the crawling though, I remember distinctly stopping everything. And that is the moment I texted Brent and I was like, so I'm reading this arc and things are completely rewiring in my brain that if men don't start crawling to me, because I put myself in the female's shoes. I'm like, I'm pretty sure we're gonna start having problems. I was obsessed. And I try to tell everyone, like, well, if you like that, have you read this one? Or have done this? Or have you tried this? Or what about this?
It's that like brain altering chemistry that we talk about in the Bookstagram world. That is Livy's.
Yeah. I tell everybody. Yeah. And because they'll be like, I hope so. And I love it when people will be like, well, I'm gonna go read it. I'm like, you read it, and when you slide into her DMs, you tell her Father Lib said she loves men who crawl.
It's my favorite part when people come in my DMs. I love it. And people are always like, I don't want to bother you. I just want to tell you. And I'm like, bother me. Like,
tell you know, that's me.
Always like, message
I don't
me.
Want to
like,
be annoying, but I have to say this right now.
I'm like, bring it, you know? Like,
you're
I
like,
want to talk to you.
I've been waiting for this my whole life. Please.
Literally.
Start talking to me about this. Yeah. So, can we go into some spoiler territory?
Sure.
Or Training the Horror? We are completely good with spoilers. This is everyone's spoiler alert because we timestamp everything down below. But we want you to talk to us about it. We don't want to ask too many questions to push if you don't want to tell everything. So can you just start going free about
whatever
it?
You can share, please do.
We are like, please tell us. We are itching for it to join our hundreds of copies. We love
yes.
you so okay. much.
I do have a spoiler. So, I mean, I'm not going to tell too much just because whatever. But I will say you will know when you get there. But there is a really spicy bonus chapter in Training the Heart that was heatedly debated over by my alpha, my betas, and myself on Easter morning. No, Good Friday of this year. We called it the Great
Did you
butt
need to
debate.
Pray afterward?
I almost felt like I needed to, let me tell you.
I feel like as a father and smut, this was a good decision for you.
Yeah, well, we talked about it. We called it the Great Butt Debate. And it was like, I don't know, 7 o'clock in the morning on Good Friday. And there was, I think, 5 of us in it. And we were back and forth. And it led to the spiciest bonus chapter that, you know, I was concerned about putting in small town because it's not something that's normally done. But I was like, if anyone can handle it, it's Wade. I have to go with my gut. And I get more messages from now that it's out in the UK. And it is on NetGalley too. So I've had readers reading from the US and from like also overseas.
Yeah.
And that is the chapter that they message me about most of the time. And it was so fun. So yeah, it's a good
it
little spoiler.
Like right up my alley.
I'm hearing is we're getting a little bit of behind the action. Oh, we do like that a lot.
We love that a lot.
We talk about that, I think, already once in an episode for a minute because we are big fans over here.
Big
okay,
fans.
We're going to need someone in the UK to know. So I'm like, please send us copies of the book immediately from the UK.
So I need to order from Blackwell's is what you're telling
I'm
me.
I'm like, who do we know that lives there? I'm like, we need to read this bonus epilogue ASAP. oh my gosh,
yeah,
I love
and Wade is dark, you know, and he's shameless, and there's a few scenes with Wade where I pushed the limits a little bit of small town, but he's the one that could handle it. You know, Cole's a little more golden retriever. She's kind of like Nash in a way, whereas Wade is just, he's the one that could, he could withstand it. So yeah, it's spicy. You know, it's very, very spicy.
Way, like led you to... Wolf?
Okay, so Wolf was a total one-off that I have fallen in love with that world. So I read
like,
this way,
off.
Right? I
don't
either read...
Just like,
no, like there's going
to
be...
I'm like, are we about to have to bully? Are you live on the air?
You're getting more of the Hounds of Hell world. But Wolf was a conversation with a girl that I connected with on here, and she knows who she is, and
we do. We love
she's
her
the
so
best.
Much. We will
she's
keep her.
She's literally the best.
What?
Oh, she's the best. Her and I talk almost every day, and like we're on opposite ends of the country, and it's so crazy. This is probably the best thing about this world is that this Bookstagram world is that the people that you meet that you never otherwise would have met ever. Her and I were just talking, and she was like, "I'm just in the mood for you know, like a real gritty, like ruthless, like." MC, could you get on that for me? You know, like, could you just write that? And I was like, yeah, okay, that sounds fun. And I was on it, like, I guess a small break at the time. So I just started writing. And I got about 30,000 words into Wolf when my publisher said they needed Riding the High, which I had already also started, but had kind of let go because I thought, oh, that'll probably be later in the summer. So I had to pause Wolf and finish Riding the High. And then I went back to it and finished it. You know, within a couple of months. And she was like my alpha on that because she has a lot of knowledge when it comes to things that, you know, go on in that world. We had a blast, like going back and forth. I mean, I work with another alpha that's absolutely incredible too. So she also alpha read it, but this one person in particular, like had the knowledge of, for an example, Brinley, when Wolf gives her a jacket, I don't want to give too much spoilers here. I originally had it being ivory because I had them kind of being like a yin yang thing where he was the dark soul and she was the light soul. So the jacket that he gave her was ivory. And this particular girl is like, nope, sorry, love the idea, but they would never give a white leather jacket. It would always be black. There's just not a chance. You're not doing that. And she corrected me on all of, like, you know, just things. She was great. We had so much fun. So it literally came out of nowhere. And the problem is now I cannot get this world out of my head. So even when I was just finishing the hot shot, it's a problem if I want to stay up all night and just write everything that's in my mind all the time, because I wake up at like 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm like, gosh, I have to write, I have to get my phone, I have to put this down in my phone so that I don't forget this idea.
Absolutely.
Happens all the time. Yeah. So yeah, it was really just born from a conversation, and it is how I read. I read either swoony small town or dark romance. So I thought, well, maybe I write dark romance too. And wow, did I ever have fun, like just letting go and just being totally unhinged and thinking of all the crazy stuff that I could, you know, add because it was darker.
And yeah. I will be the first to say, because everyone knows, if you know me, that I am not normally your motorcycle club reader. I do not like motorcycle clubs. Obviously, there are exceptions, because I am totally a girl's girl, as in there is not one chance in hell that a man is going to tell me that I do not belong in this world. You will be damned, sir. So I do stay away from them a lot, because I feel like I'm already going into it like I'm going to be angry, because
you're already mad before you
right,
even start.
Right, because I'm like, I don't belong there. Because I would also get in very much real life trouble. Because I would be like sneaking around and doing things I shouldn't be doing to get information. So stay away from it a lot. So then when you were like, I'm coming out with the dark intersect club, I was like, wait, okay.
Well,
these can be, there's exceptions. I'm like, there are exceptions to every rule.
Every
rule. Then when I started open, like I got the arc and started reading, I was like, okay, well, this is how you do this 100% like right, in my opinion.
Thank you.
And as someone who loves Motorcycle Club
all the time,
we both love this book.
I'm so glad. I've never read a motorcycle romance ever myself. I started reading one maybe a year ago, maybe not quite a year ago, but I was just so busy writing that I read the first few chapters and then it fell by the wayside. Now it's still sitting on my TBR, but I've never actually, and I see a lot of them. I see the girl that we're chatting about, she reads them a lot and she's got a ton of them, you know, that she's went through. So again, they're just all on my TBR and I'm sure I will. But at the same time, I also don't really, when I read, I feel like a lot of the time it has to be something that I'm not writing or like even close to what I'm writing. Because I just would never want those things to stick in my mind and blend together with what I'm actually putting on paper. So, I mean, I have so many cowboy romances that I want to jump into, but I can't right now.
So, yeah.
Well, that's all I'm doing is writing them. Yeah.
Figured out how to write a motorcycle club super well. I mean, when I finished it, I was just like, I'm blown away. I feel
Thank
like
you.
I'm a broken record. Like, unique was just the only word that like I kept like coming back to. It was it was just so well done. And
Thank you. I am
so thankful that you wrote it.
And I think
it was
for
great.
Me, especially for someone like I own it. Like I'm not, I want people like readers to feel comfortable in sharing what they like. So I try to be someone that is honest. Like there are exceptions. We always say there are exceptions to the rules, but like, you're not going, you know, don't come to my DMs if you know that that's what you're constantly wanting. Cause like there is someone in this duo that loves them way more and has read way more. So when I was reading it, I was like, okay, like I knew I was going to, you start going like by chapter three, you're like, okay, I'm like, I'm so in it. It's crazy. And I'm addicted already. But I don't think, like, even, which was me being naive, that I was going to resonate. I didn't think it were going to be someone, like, a character that I was like, oh, hi. Then I started reading more about Brinley. And I was like, okay. So we have a lot of the same trauma. And the upbringing was literally like you came to my small town and plucked a young Libby out, and literally that's exactly how I couldn't believe it when I was crying one chapter and had to text Brittany. I was like, oh, how did she get my whole life into this book? And Brittany was like, I know, isn't it crazy?
I think I had gotten a little bit ahead of you and I was like, oh girl,
be
prepared for
and, but it was done in a way where I have never ever read something where I like that it was like that, and it was things that I completely resonated with. And I, in any book, like ever like that. And it was done so beautifully well. I was never like, no, like that's, I don't like that. Or that's not how that was. Or wow, that's how, I was just like, this is the most honest, real expression of if you've grown up in ways like this, then you completely understand the exact phrases that she's putting in this book. I couldn't even believe it. One of the female main characters, I was making a new post. I was like, characters I would relate to. I was like, hello, hello, Miss Paisley. You're going to be on here, Paisley.
It was so good. It's really sad because I think that there is so much there's so many judgy, you know, people, and then that projects onto their kids. And, you know, obviously you're going to raise your children and raise them to be good people and go into society and, you know, do the right thing and all of that. But I think it just is the other side to the people that are in these motorcycle clubs, you know, and that's what I was trying to convey is like, it's not always what you think. And I think that that's the moment that Brinley had that awakening where she was just like, there's another side to this story. And like, you know, another he's gone and fought for our country and the trauma that he's experienced. And he was, in his defense, put in that world, not by choice either, right? So he was just raised to be that person. And he's just going along with what he's got, really.
But all he's ever known, which, I mean, can you fault him for that?
So, I mean, I feel like he did pretty good. Like, I mean, he's still in the club. Yeah. But I mean, you know, without spoiling it, like, I've had so many people come to me and say, he's like, you know, kind of like a street Robin Hood. And one girl said that to me and I was like, that has to go in the book. It has to go in the book. So I ended up going back before it went to typesetting and added it in because I was like, that's exactly what he is. He might be doing things wrong. He might be doing things wrong by society standards, but at the same time,
you did a great job of showing that it's not all black and white. There are shades of gray in the main point.
And I loved that we got a lot of that like through her though, because she was like, I'm finally understanding life. Like there's so much more than what I was taught. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you nailed it. Because you grow up and you go and meet other people. I remember meeting my husband. It was like, literally I saw new colors. And I feel like that's exactly that she was getting with him. And so I was so I just was so in it. And then the fact that he was like, hi, I can do all of this and still make you and prove to you I'm choosing you. Stop. I don't even
and
know.
And just helping her become who she was, right? Because she was she was afraid to be her own self. So I wanted her to just really come full circle on that and be like, I can be who I want to be and that's okay. Like, yeah.
And embrace it. And love
embrace
and like end up loving herself. It was beautiful. I'll cry. Yeah, I know. Oh my God, I will cry.
I mean, seriously, like her character arc from start to finish was just, it was so beautiful and fulfilling and
thank you.
I think we all look for characters too. I mean, I know not everyone, but like, I think a lot of us look for characters. We're like, oh, if we can just find that main character that's so us, you know? And then I feel like a lot of people are like, she's right here. A lot of us have had that character growth and the exact same journey.
I've had people message me, a lot of people that say they grew up just like her, that, you know, it was speaking to them because that's the pressure that they got put on them as children or, you know, from their parents or from their church group or whoever. And so, I'm glad to write something like that and speak to that and say, you can be a good person, but maybe, you know, maybe you're not perfect, but you could be a good person.
Yeah. I loved it. I know it is new, obviously, but can you like tell us anything about like what's next? If your brain can't leave that world, imagine our brain. We don't have any inkling of what's next. I mean,
okay. So I'm doing something super fun next spring that I can't talk about yet because it hasn't been announced, but I'm working with an incredible, amazing Bookstagram influencer. I'm going to be working with her and hopefully that'll all go well. And then I'll have a little bit of a surprise in the spring. But in my mind right now, I'm thinking definitely an Axe and Layla novella, just like a little prequel. We all know how their story ends, but I thought how fun would it be just to show like their first interaction or their first meeting. Yeah, the beginning.
I would love that. Everyone would.
And then a Kai book because nobody will let me off the hook with that. I have to do a Kai book.
I was saying, you wrote him well from what we saw. So.
I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to put a name on paper if you don't want Libby to be in your DMs. That's like, so when is that book?
I have to do a Kai book just because he's so interesting. He's almost like Golden Retriever-ish, but he's this badass outlaw. So definitely
I'm
a Kai book.
I'm like, please.
Yeah. And then obviously I'm going to do an Aiden Fox book too, just to show the other side of the club and, you know, when he's taken over. And so that'll be fun. You know, all within the next year to year and a half, I'm hoping. So we'll see.
All of that?
We'll see. Well, you know, 2025, 2026. Yeah.
That's like, we'll get them
out there. Yeah. We'll have some fun. I mean, I'm working on book four, Silver Pines, right now, and I'm having so much fun doing that. And I'm just working out all the details of that to bring that to Trad Publishing right now. So I'm having a blast on that. It's been really fun.
We do have
a
lot
of spoiler indie. On that.
Oh, yeah, no. So we have a lot of indie authors that listen. So they're in the whole series wasn't signed for Trad, or how does that work, if you don't mind?
Well, I wasn't sure at the time how many books I was going to do. So at the time I was like 4 or 5, I'm not really sure. I'm definitely doing 5. There's no question about that now. And so, because I wanted to sneak another couple in there that I just, that wouldn't let me off the hook.
Have
that
you
you'll
seen
meet
them?
More of, you'll meet more. Well, you would have heard of them maybe in Holding the Reins, but not really, but you'll meet the MMC in book 2. He's Wade's ranch hand. And then the little sister of an MMC is book 4. And then book 5 will be Olivia's book. Yeah. So
all the way at the end, Olivia.
Yeah. Olivia at the end. I know everyone's understanding who the MMC will be, and I need to be prepared to write him, I think, because he's going to be different than any of the other Silver Pines men. So yeah, definitely 5 for sure.
Is it someone that we shouldn't like, but I probably do secretly?
I mean, I tell you.
It's not a bad thing. It's just like, I'm notorious for being like, so you wrote a bully and a bad guy, and now I'm going to have to bully you into making sure.
No, he's just a little darker and like comes from a darker past, but of course we're going to still keep it small town. And I was, you know, wanting to make sure I still incorporate a lot of the ranch in book 5, because these next 2 books will be the first, they'll be the only books that are outside the Ashby siblings, right? So it'll be Asher and Olivia. So Asher's Nash is the bartender at the Horse and Barrel. Obviously, everyone kind of, you know, has been the messaging me, what's the mystery behind him? He's mysterious. So I'm doing those 2. And I'm aiming to have book 4 done, you know, probably by, oh gosh, next summer. So we'll see.
So exciting.
It's going to be fun. And then I also I'm doing the Hot Shots with Danny Baker and Sloan St. James. And that's coming in January.
Can you tell us about that in case people haven't heard about Hot
Shot
yet?
I've had the best time. Best time with that.
How did it come to be? Can you tell us, like, how did this concept of you three authors coming together?
So Danny had the idea, and I'm not really sure the details on how her and Sloan kind of hooked up on it exactly, but they did, obviously.
And then Sloan and
Danielle Baker.
Danielle Baker.
And so Danny, I'm calling her Danny because that's what we call her.
That's
but
okay.
she reached out to Sloan, or her and Sloan talked and came to an agreement of doing it together. And then Sloan reached out to me, and I was like, me? Like, really? This was last spring, right? So I hadn't even gone Trad yet or anything. And I was just starting out, and I was like honored. I was like, of course I'm in. Yeah, absolutely. So the idea behind it is this crew of hotshots, wildland firefighters. And it's not small town. It's more about like their bromance between them, their relationship and their stories. And it is super. Right? These men are incredible. And gosh, I'm super excited about this project. I'm done writing it now, and it's actually in the hands of beta readers right now, and they're having a grand old time reading it and messaging me, and it's coming out. All 3 books are coming out in January. So it's like boom, boom, boom.
So are you second, or what's
I'm
the
second.
Order?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I was kind of wondering, like, so you each wrote your own. It's not like you were all in one document writing together.
We each wrote our own book in the series. So Sloan is book 1, it's called Fight. And mine is book 2 called Protect. And Danny's is book 3 called Honor. So we each have our own MMC, our own, you know, FMC. And it took a lot of back and forth between us where we were, you know, communicating about the characters and how they were. And we're still tweaking that now. But
yeah.
But yeah, it's
this
been
is
so much
so
fun.
Cool.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
I've never seen a lot. I mean, I don't read a lot of things like this, but this is like the coolest concept.
It really is. And there isn't, like, there's a lot of firefighter romance that are like structural firefighter where they're you know, working at the town fire station or whatever, but wildland firefighters, I mean, I'm sure there are books out there, but not that I've read or seen.
I've read a couple one-offs, but not like that's a whole series of them. It's normally like we are in a small town, like Wash, maybe somewhere, you know, out west, but only one brother within the family. So you only get like one book look at it. So I think this is so cool.
It's really fun.
And are you guys having to talk a lot about like, are you guys trying to have like similar flow, or are you trying to show like we can be different authors but still make a complete series? Does that make sense, my question?
Yeah, all the books are different. They all have different premises, all have different tropes, and, you know, but they're all common between each other. It's because it's a trilogy. I mean, you know, reading from start to finish will help you understand the different characters in the stories and like their journeys and everything else. Absolutely. So it is important to read all three of them. But I think that, you know, we really wanted to showcase this career because it's amazing. Like, we've learned so much. We've had a consult that is a wildland firefighter, and he's been incredible through the whole entire thing, you know, answering our questions,
reading our dedication
to the research and making it authentic. And
because I think sometimes readers forget, like, they have to make sure that stuff actually is accurate. It's not real, but they want it to be as real as it could be. I think sometimes we forget as readers.
It was the seventh circle of hell when I sent my fire chapters to our consult. I was so afraid. I think that we were all like, just like,
okay,
readers in the world, ARC readers, none of that stresses me out. Sending my fire chapters to an actual wildland firefighter, I'm hiding under a rock for like a week until he comes
Our
back.
Palpitations are real.
So, and
were they great about giving you like the honest feedback you were looking for?
Yeah, totally. I mean, he was like, this is correct, but we would never call it this. We would call it this. And like, he was just fantastic. We couldn't have done it without him. I know it. All three of us have just been so grateful to him. And it's truly amazing the job that these men and women do. And yeah, we were
so
super
dangerous.
We had so much fun.
They're so brave and fierce. Like, it's crazy.
Is this the first time he's been contacted to give feedback on a book?
Did you guys tell him that it's romance?
Oh,
you're like,
yeah,
so whoever used your tools for this, that's what I'd want to be. I'd be like, do you ever use your tools for anything spicy?
I mean, he knew, and he's been great about it. There was like a few little flirty scenes in one of my chapters, and I was literally like, my gosh, we had so much fun. Yeah, he was great. He was so great. So yeah, awesome. I mean, we also had to learn so much, because when I went into this, I mean, it's embarrassing to say, but I didn't even realize, like, you're not a wildland firefighter and a quote unquote regular firefighter, right? You're two completely separate careers. I don't know why. Sorry. Anyway, so yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's just been a journey.
I'm sorry if you said it. Do you guys have any dates? Like, when Sloan's coming out? Are you guys trying to do like very close releases, or like a typical book series release schedule?
No, nope, they're all going to be within a couple of days of each other. So it's going to be super fun. It will be January.
Holy bananas. Everyone buckle up. We're about to be like, so you finished book one and you're like, hi, by the way, today's release day of book two.
You will not wait. They will be within a few days.
Could you do that more frequently?
If I had helpers to write, you know, the other two books in the series, it would be no problem. But yeah, no, it'll be very close together. And I mean, we're going to be announcing the dates really soon. We're just starting to kind of come out. We just did all the title reveals in the last 2 weeks. And we're going to, you know, come out with character reveals in the next little bit and just all the fun stuff. The covers, I don't want to talk too much about them, but I'm going to go on a limb and say they're probably the most beautiful covers I've ever seen. I cannot wait to share them. I know that the other two girls can't wait to share theirs. So super exciting.
I'm going to need those covers.
I know.
I can't even tell you how gorgeous they are.
So exciting.
Literal gasps from all of us when we got them back. So we're super excited. It's just been a really, really fun experience. And I mean, even when there's been like little things we've had to work out because, you know, one character wouldn't say this or that. I mean, these girls are incredible. Like, they're both so talented, and we've had so much fun and laughs. And yeah, I think we're just so amazed that we're actually at this point right now where we're almost at the end of it, and it's almost going to come to fruition now. So fun.
That is incredible. Experience. Oh my gosh, that is so exciting. I'll make sure to link down below where they can like pre-order and go find like your guys'
pages. Yeah, we don't even have the pre-order stuff on there right now, but we will get it all to you. Okay, make sure. Very
and then as things like get closer to, we can always go back in and make sure that in the future things are linked for everyone. Mm-hmm. That is amazing. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I am too.
We were talking about it actually yesterday or something. Mm-hmm. We were like, did you see like the reveal? And we were like, I know, we can't wait to bring it up. It was like a shock. We loved it.
Yeah. It's been so much fun. I can't even, like I said, I can't even tell you the experience I've had with it. It's just been the greatest time. So I'm always so flattered and like honored that I was even asked to be a part of it, because they could have asked anybody. So just the fact that they came to me, I was like, oh my gosh, you guys, this is great.
It's so cool. I feel like you guys are like starting, like you're creating a new thing. And I genuinely hope other authors will be like, we saw these three cool authors do it, so we should try. I think that is so cool. I feel like you guys are about to start a whole new like wave of romance, which I didn't even know could happen. But yeah, I'm really excited.
It's been really fun. And I've had people reach out to me too and be like, thanks for featuring a job that's a real job. And because like, you know, all of our main characters all have real jobs, like our first responders, or, you know, my FMC is a nurse. Like, it's just, it's fun to write in real everyday jobs that people have. Yeah. It's been great. We've been so, so happy.
That's so fun. I was a nurse way back when in a previous life of mine.
Did you wind up with a hot firefighter?
I ended up with a hot, what is that? His job? Engineer contractor.
Oh, there you go.
I'm like, he's smart, but he's not a firefighter. But I always think it's funny when people are like, this was not my first career. And I'm like, me neither.
I know, I never wanted to be nursing, but then I was quickly reminded that science and I don't really mesh well together. So we had to change course. But my sister got that gene and she's a nurse. So that's cool.
That will be exciting.
Yeah. Real careers.
Yeah, my alpha reader. My alpha reader is a nurse, so it was very helpful to have her on board while I was writing this, because she
especially
was amazing.
With all the lingo and different things.
Yeah,
you can just have so work. Many different terms for everything.
Yep, and just how they would treat them, and the, walking me through that. And she was extremely helpful with like, there's a scene in Wolf that requires medical attention, and she basically walked me through that whole scene too. So
that is awesome. So it's so nice to have like the trusted people around you, so that you can keep going with your flow and everything. That there's someone to be like, oh, just tweak that, or it's actually this. Like, it's just nice because you know they're not like being mean or anything. They're just genuinely trying to get the best book out there.
Yeah. And her and I work so well together. I feel like we almost have one brain after, you know, the amount of times we've worked together in the last year. She's been with me on every single book, even Riding the High. And she's
incredible.
Yeah.
Shout out to all of Paisley Hope's team.
Yes.
Even you, Mr. Firefighter. If you ever stumble across this podcast, thank you.
Thank you for your service in multiple ways.
I know we've jumped around everywhere because that's how my brain works, and yours is too, so it all works out. Is there anything you can tell us about, like, more just about book two specifically in this world? Or is there any, it's okay if you can't. We understand, but that was a question that I got from Literary Botanicals, Ava. She's like one of our other best friends. So she told me to say hi. She loves you. And she would like
to know. I love her too.
And she would like to know if you can give us anything more.
Sure. So yes. Okay. So for book two for the Hounds of Hell series will be Aidan Fox's book. For sure. And it will be a forbidden love, which I'm obsessed with. It's probably one of my favorite tropes, which is probably why I enjoyed writing Nash and Cece so much. But this is going to be really forbidden, like Romeo and Juliet forbidden. So I don't know if you want to take that for what it's worth.
Which it's fine. But taboo forbidden? Like you should not be with that person at all?
Yeah. So he's from the rival club of the Hounds of Hell. Obviously, he's from the Disciples of Sin. So think Romeo and Juliet, maybe someone from the opposite world will be his love interest, and that's going to be it is forbidden. There's no question there, and it's going to take a lot of there's healing, it's going to be, you know, a deep, dark, twisty ride for sure. No question there.
Already.
Yep. Yep.
I can't wait to see the cover. I know that's a long time, but this is one of the best covers I think I've genuinely ever seen in my entire romance career.
I know. I know. I literally cried. I don't say that lightly. Whiskey Ginger, incredible, amazing, talented, beyond measure. Yeah, Whiskey Ginger. Her name's Lonnie. She's amazing. And yeah, I said to her, when she sent me that one back, I said, you know you're in for the whole series, right? Like, I can't do even the novella without accidentally Layla on the cover. She's like, okay, well, give me some time because she's so busy.
Can I tell you, I'm so excited about this novella because I love novellas. They're like my jam.
She is the novella queen.
They're just so fun.
Like, someone started and... I'm like, hold on, do you know there's a novella?
Yeah. It just came to me and I just thought, you know what? Everyone was telling me how much they loved their appearance in that book. So I was like, I have to kind of tell a little backstory on them because we know they're desperately in love with each other. We know little tidbits where, you know, the other friends in the group were saying like, you guys were together on the first night you met and all that. And I'm just like, I want to tell a little bit of that story. Just enough to.
Yes.
Yeah. Just that night. Yeah. Yeah. We'll have some fun. We'll have some fun for sure with that. I can't wait. And because it's so small, it's something that I feel like I'll be able to write very easily. Yeah. I'm going to have a great time with it. I can't wait. And I'm just going to be dropping it as a surprise. It's not going to be talked about. You'll just wake up one day and I'll be like, it's available. Yeah, I'm just going to do it for fun and not set a hard release date.
It's masterminding me right now.
No, is it going to be
a Christmas miracle or is it going to be Valentine's treat? Or
it'll definitely be in the spring for sure. She's I can like, tell you that, but
we're gonna bring
I'm not that good. I'm not that good.
Good Friday, you guys.
Maybe if I don't sleep for the next, you know, 2 straight hours. But yeah, no, we'll have some fun with it. And I cannot wait. I can't wait. And I got to give Lonnie some time to make me just an absolutely amazing cover. So
yes.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I know there's still time. And if you don't know, that's fine. But my brain, I love covers and I won't lie. I judge books by their covers. But Brittany knows I'm weird. I specifically judge books by their spine. Okay.
Right?
Because authors, I do think that there are authors that genuinely forget.
No, my spines are beautiful.
Yes. I'm like, I think that authors forget that your spine is what you are going to see on my shelf. I love this. I told Brittany, I love this spine because I do my by rainbow color because it's very happy for my ADD. And so I just love this spine. So I guess my question is, do you know if they just have, do you want a specific color for each book or will they all kind of be this color? I know really weird.
I'm going to leave that right up to Lonnie because I didn't have anything to do with that cover other than saying to her, can you make it kind of like vintagey Harley Davidson poster-esque? And then that's what she came back.
That's all you told her for this?
Yes. I was like 50s vintage.
She created a masterpiece.
Is she not? Like, it's so beautiful.
I need to hang it on my wall. Yeah, I'm like, I need, like, I'm in middle school. Like, this is one of my favorite books, and here's the poster of it. And then next to it is Edward Cullen sparkling in the sun. Like, that's what I want. And I think that Brittany would really appreciate that.
Yeah, she would. Well, I don't know if you noticed this, so I'll ask you this. Oh, gosh, I don't want to give a spoiler, but.
Nope, spoiler alert, people, because if it's about to be about Twilight.
Yeah, there is a point in Wolf where you pick up a little Edward Cullen, and I did that on purpose because he's my favorite. I love him
so much.
So.
He is everything. And people be like,
did that park over my head?
Well, yeah, you've never read
it. Talk about it.
She's never read Twilight, never seen it.
But I mean, you tell there her are flat out Twilight references that I do pick up on and I screenshot.
Yeah,
but you
only get this if you're in the know.
Yeah,
the one she'll highlight will be like, this is Twilight. And I'll be like, that is not what her book line was.
No. you wouldn't pick it up. Unless you read Twilight, you wouldn't pick it up. It's just a little nod. A little nod to that. I love that so much.
All to ourselves so the readers
will
get it.
If there's anything that can make me read it, this might be it.
Exactly. So we're not going to tell you so that Sister Britt has to now read Twilight to get the reference. Paisley, I'm going to send you a lot of gifts because I've been trying to get her to get on the Twilight train and I just needed you. Thank you. Everyone, Paisley definitely is coming back.
And then we'll do another podcast after you've read it and we'll just have
We would like you. Yeah, we're going to need you to come back on our podcast a lot.
Anytime.
Twilight Land,
anytime.
For every book released from here on out. I'm going to need you to sign a contract with us to say that every release is now for this Monday podcast.
I am in. I'm so in. I'm so in.
Oh, it's so amazing. You are wonderful. Yeah. You have the best vibes. You have made. No, this was so great. I feel like, I mean, every interview or any episode, I feel like we do, we love to the people we're talking to, but this was by far the most like girl chat ever. I loved it. No just weird or awkwardness. Chat.
Yeah. No.
I love it.
No. And you're just like yourself in DMs too. I love how open and personable you are in your DMs and sending voice notes and back. Like, I'm just like, this is like
getting to know you more while we were planning and everything. And then I think, I know like it can't happen to everyone because there's only one of you and there's millions of us that love you, but it's so nice to like get to know you on more on like a personal level and see, like I can see now there are so many things I'm like, of course, you wrote yourself into that. Like you are putting your soul, pieces of your soul into it. And I think that makes it so much cooler for us because we're like, thank you.
Thank you for letting us.
No. I know you said earlier that you put a lot of yourself into CC or some of yourself into CC, but am I remembering correctly when you had a Facebook quiz that I was Ivy and are you Ivy?
In a lot of ways. Yeah. I mean, like I'm a part of all of them. I'm even a part of Ginger. Sometimes I can be fiery and, you know, say my piece and everything else, but I also am Ivy where I trip up the stairs like at least 5 times a week and I'm klutzy and Ivy's so klutzy, but it's endearing. You know, my husband always just laughs at me, but I have, you know, and I love reading my spicy romances and Ivy loves that too. And I just put a little bit of myself.
Are you a white cheese girly too?
I recently have just become one. Yes.
Okay. Hey, folks, this is not about anything, but I'm just going to breaking news. I did just read a white cheese that I am obsessed with. And
which one is it?
Just so everyone knows, because I publicly on record, I am, you better have, you have one man. You get one man.
Yeah, one man.
So I'm not a white cheese girl. I just read, I beta read Axes and O's, which is out now everywhere by Kayla Gross. I am absolutely, that is the best white cheese book I have ever read from a non-white cheese lover who has probably read like 50 white cheese is still the best white cheese ever. And the most unique Christmas primal play that will ever exist in any romance.
I'm excited. Please, I'm going to take a little break.
I know you're busy, but like, if you are like, hey, I want to read something like that is white cheese Christmas with primal play. And wouldn't you say that primal play is so unique?
It is. Yes.
I love
10 out of 10 no notes. And from a non-white cheese lover, I'm literally
because
shoving
it. It can be done well and it can be done not well.
Yes.
And
I'm telling everyone to read it. So if you
have
time,
I got another one for you and it's a novella. So you can read it super fast. I actually took a break last weekend. I wasn't feeling well. Like I said, I was kind of sick. I was like, you know what? I just want to read something. So I have gotten to know Elliot Rose quite a bit, like just chatting with her back and forth. And we've done a giveaway together. And I read Noir Moon. It took me about 2 hours to read it. And I had to get up and go for a walk when I was done.
It is high on my TBR because I'm actually, as we speak, reading Chasing the Wild, preparing for Braving the Storm arc, and then I'm going on to the White Two series. And
you just
so
made
excited.
Me really excited. We love Elliot. I recently became her temporary PA because her PA is really wonderful and went on maternity leave. So I hope that she is enjoying her maternity leave.
She's so kind and so nice. We've had fun talking.
Beta read Braving the Storm and I was like, oh, we are so in it. So then I went backwards because I needed to do that obviously first for her. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna read Chasing the Wild. And then we were just talking last night. I was like, so we have a whole list. And so now that you brought up Noir Moon, I'm like, we're really gonna have to move our TBRs around.
It will make you sweat. And I love it.
A good book where you literally have to take a little breather after because you're like, I'm sweating, folks. I gotta be a mother after this.
Yeah. Or you know, someone climbs up on the couch beside you and you're like,
this is
not
the time. You're not supposed to be the time.
You shouldn't be sitting here right now.
Exactly.
There's obviously no pressure. Do you think that is something that you're like going to want to keep reading whenever you find time since it was so?
Yeah, I mean, I had fun with it. I think that it was the reason why I picked it was because it's polar opposite of anything I'm writing right now. So absolutely. Like I said, I don't like to read what I'm writing. And this was like Halloween, spicy, the white cheese, obviously, element of it I've never done. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go for it and have some fun with it. And I 2 hours.
Is there MM? Do swords cross?
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. The best.
If I'm going to read white cheese, I really want swords to cross, if I'm being honest.
Oh, yeah.
With my
they do. Yep.
So you'll love Kayla's because for everyone and for you that it is Christmas, there's primal play and swords cross a lot because the girls thing is, what's that called?
Voyeurism.
Voyeurism. I always forget. So I was very into Kayla's watch shoes when I was beta reading it. I was like, girl, these comments are unhinged from me. So I'm really excited for you to read
it. I actually just saw that book the other day and I was like drawn in by the cover because it looks so gorgeous. So
yes, yeah, that's an exciting one. Big daddy lumberjack.
Yeah, who doesn't
Lord help us all. That's so good.
I'm here for it.
I feel like you too. I'm like, somebody read it and I'll be there like hot, right? So hot.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Been the best to chat with. Yes. I had so much fun. I don't want it to end.
Yeah, I love it. I'm having so much fun too. You guys are the best. And I think it helps that we kind of all know each other too. And we have for the last, you know, year almost. God, that's
I know.
Yeah, I can't believe it's been that long.
I love
yeah.
like it's I know it's not about numbers, but like we were saying in the beginning, it is so hard to grow. And so to see from ARC status to where your page is at now, I'm like, is she going to see my fucking DM? I'm like, do you don't forget about us? No, we clearly not. But I think it's so cool because you do check all your DMs and you get back to
I
us.
Do.
You're
I
able
do.
To engage.
I do.
I know you probably can't do it with everyone on such
I do do it with everyone. I make sure that's I do. Amazing. I always Yeah. And that's, and people say that to me, they're like, why? Oh my gosh, that's so sweet of you to respond. I'm like, you're taking the time to read my book. Of course I'm going to respond. Of course I'm going to share it. Of course I'm going to, you know, be grateful for that.
Yes. You and just comment. I mean,
to. It means authors, a lot to us.
Yes. So. And I know authors get busy. We don't yeah, want it to, we know your guys' DMs and your notifications are probably ridiculous, like out yeah. of control. But yeah. it really does. It means so much to us when we get the comments and everything. It's just because we yeah. know how hard you guys work, but we adapt to these personalities so quickly. And then we're like, we don't have anyone to talk to about yeah. it on a deep level, except the author half the time.
So and it I means love a lot to there. Hear it, right? Like, and I do, I started taking like a couple hours a day because I was constantly answering messages as I was getting them. And then I was realizing I was never putting my phone down ever.
Yeah.
And
probably that time like, is better just so oh, you
absolutely.
Can control it a little more.
Yep. And you know, it's a lot. I sit down and it takes me a lot of time and I don't know, you know, it's obviously if it gets more and more, I'm going to have to maybe set some other times or even just get my husband to help me with like sharing yeah. and doing that sort of thing. But I always want to try to make sure I share every single thing. The edits that people make, the time they take, I know how long they take to make them because I do them myself. Yeah,
so you don't you have a PA or anything, or are you just really honed in right now on like your alpha? It's like, which there's no pressure. It's just
no,
growing,
it's fine.
You are getting large and in charge.
Okay, so I have like a really tight-knit crew of like girls that I talk to on a daily basis. And I'm going to just shout her out because she's great. Rose, I
you know
she's
her
my unofficial.
Sorry.
Rose okay, Reads and Rambles. Rose Reads and Rambles.
We do know her. Sorry, we really know people by their usernames because there's so many
yeah,
of us.
Yeah, yeah. She's the best. And she's my unofficial PA. I write it in the back of every single book. She just like, you know, she's since the beginning, no questions asked, nothing in return, has always just been there like, what can I help you with, girl?
Wonderful.
What do you need? I'm like your biggest fan, buddy. Like, and we just talk and we just have the best time. And so, you know, yeah, she helps me with a lot. But as far as my graphics and stuff go, I do all that myself. And that's probably my favorite part. I enjoy doing
you're
the reels
amazing.
And the graphics. Can do it without my husband. I'll tell you that.
So, the fact that you're doing that yourself and writing.
And responding yeah. to everyone, you're incredible because
well, I'm
we
lucky
know
that my husband's home. My husband works from home and he does everything nice. That has to do with our house and our kids through the day. I could not do it without him doing those things for me. Like there's not a chance. I couldn't.
It's crazy to you that you are like you homeschool and you're staying. I mean,
I don't anymore. My husband does it all, but I did do it for a long
super
time.
Super woman though for a while. Damn.
No. That's why I was just sick for 4 days. Yeah.
You are though.
Yeah,
that's so
yeah,
wonderful. I mean, your graphics are incredible. So clearly,
yeah,
you need to teach us a little tutorial because those are
like,
awesome.
Can you give me a Canva education?
Do you use Canva?
Draw.
I mean, I know this is a random tangent, but
yeah.
you like Canva?
No, I do. Yep, I like Canva. I also use Adobe Spark too, and you know, stock photos and whatever. Yeah. So I mean,
is that more of like a Photoshop? The Adobe.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Photoshop style.
Yeah. It's very similar to Canva, but I mean, I find you can do more on Canva. So I've had fun using Canva.
We love
but,
Canva. It's
yeah.
pretty user friendly
yeah.
for us. Too.
If I can figure it out, it's pretty user friendly.
Yeah, it is user friendly. It's very user friendly. Yeah. So no, I've been doing those and I enjoy doing those. So I'll probably keep doing that for a while just because I know what quote, I feel like sharing today, or, you know, so, and although I could, I'm sure, hire somebody to do that, I'll probably keep doing it myself for a little while.
No, I think that that's awesome. Especially if it does bring you so much joy. I mean, I feel like sometimes what like we hear, because I like work with Luna Literary Management, we hear a lot like, I don't want to make graphics. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what quotes, which it's totally okay. So it's really cool though to hear like, you love it so much. You're like, I'm going to hold on to that little piece.
I love it. I mean, so cool. There are days where it's like the, what am I going to make for dinner kind of thing, where you're just like, oh, I'm going to post about it today, you know, but I do enjoy, once I get that spark of creativity, I do enjoy making them. So
Well, then it's you really owning your brand and getting to make your own.
It makes sense. Yeah. With your vibe of your whole page. I mean, obviously there are,
it's all over the place right now, just because
I feel like it's right though to exactly what you're doing. Like I never am taken out of it when we're, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I've been sharing all the different things, like, you know, I've got the wolf stuff and then the silver pine stuff. And then now this, I've got like a schedule from Sloan's people on like what to post when for the teasers for the hot shots. And it's just like trying to keep it all the same, you know, thank God for covers that you can put on the front so that they all jive with your
like real.
Yeah, no, but it's the fun part, you know? So
I feel like one of the most random questions I have though, to wrap up, is so with like all how you're getting picked up more traditionally and you are having all these covers, I have always wondered, do you have a say in every cover for every country? Does that have to get approved? So you're making yourself or telling people like, which I obviously I understand, but you're constantly like, this is the vibe I want for you, or how does it work? I've never asked.
So the UK covers, like those ones up there, they came up with that concept themselves. And, you know, they were, I can't say enough about the team that I have in the UK and in the US. Like the UK was my primary publisher that picked me up. And then I was so grateful to be able to join forces with Dell in the US. And they wanted to go a totally different direction with these covers here. And I mean, they're amazing.
They both created the concept and sent it over to you.
Yep. They sent it to me and they say, what do you think? And I mean, we changed some stuff on both, you know, just things that I thought, you know, would be better or worse or whatever, but they're so open to my thoughts. And all they want to do is try to make sure that I am happy with what they're doing. And that like, even like the team in the US, the team in Canada, they're all fantastic. I can't say enough about Random House as a whole.
US?
The covers are just like these in Canada.
Okay.
And then the UK and Oz and Europe are those ones. So, but you can
they
get
still
like
complement each other very well.
So like the original covers, if people wanted to see, like for our, I still think they all go together.
They all
together.
Go really well together. Yeah.
You know, it's they do.
You could see any of the spines. I mean, and I feel like they still all go together though. And I love that. Because they're fun collector editions. I'm like, I want to collect them all.
And people message me about that model cover, like at least once a day, like the male model cover that was in existence for, you know, it only was around for like 5 weeks because then, I mean, I purchased the photos from an amazing photographer and created it, but Amazon was giving me a hard time about it, proving that I did that. So I had to pull it and then I went trot anyway. And I was like, you know what?
Yeah,
whoever has them now in the world, but I didn't
know they're
coming later.
Like I can think of one friend off the top of my head, Katie's Shelf of Smut. I know she has it. And every time she posts, I'm like, hey, I'm going to come over and take that cover from you.
So does Rose. So no, they're so great. I can't speak enough about Random House. Like my experience so far has been amazing. So
that's so awesome. So, do you know what the covers look like already for everything for book three, or do those things still need to be finalized
So for book three, the European and UK and Oz covers, they're, I've already shared that they're like a blue tone of this. So they'll go really well. I just saw the sketch for the first time for book three for the US and Canada.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's going to be gorgeous. I haven't even seen it with color yet. I've just seen the sketch, but what I see is so beautiful. So I can't wait to get that back, which will probably be soon because I would imagine with it coming out in May, I would imagine that we'll probably start streamlining like pre-orders and whatnot this winter. So yeah.
And I also loved just like, I just love all the details. Like I love the sprayed etches too.
Yes.
Those were so fun.
The works. Yeah. Okay. So the works has been amazing in the UK and decided to do the sprayed edges for me. Like I'm, you know, come out, I'm my like first book traditionally published and they're doing the sprayed edges. I was amazed by that. And then they came out with a stenciled sprayed edge for Training the Heart. And I was like, you guys are the best. I mean, they're just so great.
That was so, they've been so supportive. Cool. I feel like it was cool too, because you don't see a lot of small towns that gets the edges. No. At least I don't. No. And I was like, wow, I feel like that was so cool. I was like, I'm going to need one of these because
I don't know how to get them
tired
here.
Of me ordering crap. Every time I see something, I'm like, I got to go to Blackwell's immediately.
Yeah, and people have been ordering the Train in the Heart from Blackwell's because then they won't have to wait till December because it comes out in December, obviously, here.
Are you okay? So they found that, or would you would you genuinely rather people
make
just
no
help
difference
relieve?
To me. Yeah. No, it doesn't matter either
right
way.
Now and it doesn't matter. Okay.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter either way. If people order from the UK or they order from the US, it's all the same to me regardless. But I know that there are people who have done that, which I find really funny. But they might want the other covers too once they come out. So we'll see.
Right.
Yeah.
They might be like us and are like, hey, let's just get every cover that there is so we have the full series.
Let's just collect them.
And then our husbands are like, hey, so what's up with all the book stacks on the floor? And we're like, mind your business.
Don't worry about it.
And why are they all of the same book? Like, there's five of them. Why are they all the same?
We do get that sometimes. We're like, you guys are taking four copies of the same book for your girls' trip. I'll be like, it's fine. Like, we need everything.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Our husbands never know what's going on.
They don't have a clue.
Been so wonderful. I know you said you've been busy writing. Is there anywhere, are you doing any conventions or anything coming up in 2025 that we can tell people or link below?
Yeah, so far I've had a lot of, you know, people asking me, or inviting me, which is so lovely, to things, but right now I'm just trying to see how things shake out with all the releases and everything. But I have committed to May the 3rd next year, Romance on the Prairies in Saskatoon, with Pages of Passion that is running it. So I'm going to do that in Canada, and then I'm going to do Tennessee Lit Con next year in September. So aside from that, I have a few others that are on my radar right now.
That, so I'm very excited that you're going, Paisley. I think I might be going, which is so fun.
Yeah, I was super excited about that. I was also trying to kind of get myself in with Kentucky, like authors in the bluegrass in Kentucky, but we'll see how that works. I mean, it would be very fitting for me to do that, but
absolutely.
We'll see how that works. Yeah,
that
so we'll see.
So fun.
It should be fun. I'm excited about that. I can't wait.
Would that be your first official, big one?
Well, the May one will be in Saskatoon. And I feel like they're doing a great job of putting something together there. So I can't wait. There'll be some other really great authors there that, of course, I can't think of off the top of my head at this moment, but I know that they're all going to be great. And then Tennessee, obviously, is just so fun and so close to my heart when it comes to...
I'm going
to
say a nerd thing right now. Saskatoon, is that where Kim Coates is from, who was on Sons of Anarchy? Because for some reason, Saskatoon is stuck in my head and it's
attached
to
me. You're putting me on the spot. I don't know.
And you're I don't know.
I'm going to say
I don't have a clue. I don't know.
That's me and my nerdiness for you.
I know like two people in Saskatoon, and that's the, I guess three maybe, the owners of the Pages of Passion, and my editor is in Saskatoon. So aside from that, that's it.
love it.
That is amazing. Well, we are going to make sure to link those. We're going to link Facebook group, Instagram. Do you have a newsletter?
I just launched a website. I'm a little behind the times when it comes to this sort of thing. So I just launched a website.
Let's get all of it down below.
Yeah. And then there's a spot on there where you can sign up for a newsletter. And I think I'll do it probably like once a month. I'm not going to overwhelm people, but just only so that people know what's happening when, just with the different release dates and everything. It's been kind of hectic to keep it all straight. And so rather than answering those questions like every day, it might be a little bit easier if they're in a newsletter that goes out. So I'll be putting that together.
Love it. I do too. I really like them. I sign up for the ones that I want the more information for. So
those are the emails I want and I get excited for.
And you'll see previews or whatever. And then I'm hoping maybe I can do like a few author swaps with it so that we can share each other's releases. I love collaborating with other authors. And
I mean, I know I'm not an author, but I've been helping Elliot Rose with her newsletter. And one of my favorite things is genuinely finding the ones where I'm like, this would be a great swap. And I'm like in their DMs like, hi, this time I'm asking professionally, not just a fan. Would you like to newsletter swap?
I think it's such a great way to get word out about other authors' work, right? It's such a fun way to do it. So I'll definitely be looking into doing.
make sure, I mean, not make sure, but like to just reinforce, like there's room for us all. Look at these authors that are both drawing it or whatever, that are giving their time and spot, because there's room for everybody.
We're cheering everybody
on. I love it.
Yes. Yeah, I just had this author reach out to me the other day, and she, I mean, I'll reveal more of this later, but she told me she was reading Wolf, and I just about fell over, and we're going to do a giveaway together. So I can't wait for that to come out in the next couple weeks. There's like some amazing people, you know, if people are in it to like, you know, support each other, I'm all in. Like I feel the same way. There's enough readers in the world for all of us. I think we should all be supporting each other as much as humanly possible.
Especially with how fast readers read.
They read a book in a day, right?
Right. I can read two audiobooks in a day at the 2x speed I'm listening to. So it's like, there's room for everybody. I need everyone to love everybody so that I can listen to you and read all of you guys.
I know we're wrapping up, but speaking of audio, Wolf is coming out on audio soon.
Oh, have you listened to it?
I haven't listened to it. They haven't even started recording it yet. But
Okay.
I work with Podium on the Silver Pines. I did just about fall over, and they reached out and they were like, we're going to, you know, go the long haul with this one. We want to make it a duet. And I was like, oh my Lord, this is going to be so good. So I had had Sean Masters in my mind since I had listened to Graves and also Chaos. I think is he Chaos by Lena Mason? Yeah. Chaos or Aged. I can't remember which one. And I was like, he is Wolf. And he was first sent to me by my alpha reader. She was like, this is Wolf. This is him. You got to listen to this. So I did. And I was like, you're right. It's him. 100%. I wasn't sure if he would be able to do the duet. And I really wanted Meg Sylvan because I wanted that like raspy, sweet kind of voice. And she nailed it in The Ritual. She was so good. It was one of my favorite female performances ever. The fact that they're both on board to do it, like, and it's going to be a duet, like, it's going to be
iconic. Are you just screaming because your dreams are coming true? I want to scream for you.
Yes, I'm so excited about that. I cannot wait for that. Like, I'm hoping, you know, they've got everything. They're ready to go. So I'm just waiting for more news on when it's going to start. And then I'll be sharing all the details as soon as I have them. But I'm super pumped for that one. I can't wait.
That is amazing.
We're both excited.
Congratulations.
About it,
so Thank you. Oh my gosh. I love seeing author's dreams come true. It's so like nerdy or like, that's so obvious. But like, I do. I love it. I nerd out so hard with you guys. It's so cool.
As the author, I really feel like, and I've talked to a couple other, you know, big authors that are quite a lot bigger than me. And they're just like, they feel the same way where things are happening and you're just sitting here going, this isn't real. You know, like this isn't actually happening. And
somebody
I don't think that ever goes away. Yeah. I don't think that goes away ever. So
I think that's so exciting.
Crazy. Though.
It's like the childhood dream feeling, but you just get to having it. And it's so exciting.
It's insane. Yeah. Crazy life that I just can't even imagine.
You're killing it. You're amazing.
Thank you.
You're wonderful. We are so thankful that you came on and chatted with us. I'm not kidding. I really am making you come back on. And I really think it would be fun to talk about like Twilight or something, or even fantasy with an author. Like, I just think it'd be fun to get all the unhingedness from an author.
You know, what was your gateway? What was your reading gateway drug? Podcast, and I'm in, and we'll talk about Twilight and all of that good stuff.
So
like, I can't
wait.
Yeah.
We're going to bully her and make her wear Twilight.
You just got to give me a due date, you guys. Okay. I'm with due dates.
All right. We are going to wrap it up here.
Well, okay, thank you, Paisley.
Thank you.
You guys can find Paisley's website, Facebook group, Amazon, and all her other socials linked down below.
Thank you so much. We love you, Paisley. And we will see you guys next week. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. Bye.
Later.